The bridge you are about to cross spans part of what was known as the Great Ravine. Visible below you is the creek known as the Chromakill. Several hundred yards to your left, up the Chromakill, stood a small sawmill. It was up the steep, heavily wooded bank of this ravine, about a half mile to your right, that General von Radesel moved his Brunswickers and Captain Pausch's artillery in a desperate and successful attempt to rescue General Burgoyne's badly battered main column late in the afternoon of September 19th at Freeman's Farm. Please pull into one of the parking spaces.
The redoubts occupying this hilltop and the two to your left were known collectively as the Great Redoubt. They protected the British hospital, artillery park, and baggage train all on the narrow floodplain below. A bridge of boats temporarily spanned the Hudson just below this hill. Looking left, to the north, is one of the most dramatic vistas in the park. Across the Hudson, clearly visible, are Willard Mountain in Washington County, with the Green Mountains of Vermont beyond. As you look north along the Hudson and between the mountains, imagine yourself a cold, wet, and discouraged British soldier on reduced rations. After the two hard-fought battles of Saratoga, safety and Ticonderoga are some 60 miles ahead of you by foot.
Many visitors pause here to enjoy the view, take photographs, or visit the wayside exhibits.
Please turn off the tape now and begin it again when you leave the parking lot.